From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Health officials in New York City have now confirmed a physician working with the group Doctors Without Borders has tested positive for Ebola. The doctor was rushed to Bellevue Hospital today, reportedly with a high fever, becoming the city's first confirmed case of the disease. The doctor had recently returned from West Africa, reporting a 103-degree fever and diarrhea. While further tests by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be needed, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio confirmed the initial results.
Today, testing confirmed that a patient here in New York City had tested positive for Ebola. The patient is now here in Bellevue Hospital.
At the same time, the mayor also sought to reassure jittery New Yorkers that the virus is difficult to catch.
Ebola is an extremely hard disease to contract. It is transmitted only through contact with an infected person's blood or other bodily fluids, not through casual contact.
The doctor, an emergency room physician, reportedly returned from Guinea more than a week ago. The New York Times reporting the doctor traveled from Manhattan to Brooklyn by subway last night. The CDC has dispatched an Ebola team to New York and is already looking at who the doctor may have been in contact with. Police in Canada are giving more details about the gunman who killed a Canadian soldier Wednesday, then stormed the Parliament buildings. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Ottawa, police say the gunman acted alone.
Canadian police say Michael Zehaf-Bibeau had been living at a shelter here in Ottawa since early October. The 32-year-old had come to Ottawa to apply for a passport. As part of a background check, Zehaf-Bibeau had come under investigation. He was a recent convert to Islam. Canadian security services thought he was hoping to leave for Libya. In fact, his mother told police after the shooting that her son was planning to go to Syria. Police say Zehaf-Bibeau was not among a group of roughly 90 people on a high-risk watch list. The police say Zehaf-Bibeau's motives were largely linked to his radicalization. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Ottawa.
More work to be done on talks with Iran. That's according to the U.S. negotiator. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports negotiators are facing a November 24th deadline to deal with the country's nuclear program.
Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman says all of the components of a plan that should be acceptable are on the table, and she tells a Washington think tank it's time to finish the job. But Sherman says it's a complex puzzle trying to block Iran from all potential paths to a nuclear weapon.
Given the stakes, it should be no surprise that our talks have moved forward at a deliberative pace, which is diplo-speak for not so fast.
Skeptical U.S. lawmakers want to step up the pressure on Iran. Sherman says the U.S. and its partners will only suspend or lift sanctions when Iran takes convincing steps to show its nuclear program is peaceful. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. A 23-year-old Maryland man who jumped the White House fence last night and was taken down by dogs has been ordered held without bond after appearing today before a federal magistrate. Dominic Adesanya, resisting as he's being taken away and talking to two of the court officers, removed him from the courtroom. Adesanya has been charged with misdemeanors for assaulting the two police dogs and for unlawfully entering White House grounds. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, before the latest incident, told reporters options are being considered to heighten security at the White House. China has launched a new spacecraft to the moon. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, it will test technologies for future landings on the lunar surface.
The new mission was launched aboard a Long March 3C rocket, according to China's official news agency Xinhua. The spacecraft will travel near the moon before returning to Earth and landing in Mongolia. The mission is practice for the next mission in 2017, which will land on the lunar surface and then send moon rocks back to Earth. Last December, China made headlines when an unmanned lander and robotic rover gently touched down on the moon and drove around. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Now appears that after a great deal of back and forth, the body of Native American sports legend Jim Thorpe will remain in Pennsylvania, where he was laid to rest 6 decades ago. Some relatives had sought to have Thorpe's remains reburied on tribal lands in Oklahoma, where he was born. Thorpe was a football, basketball, and track star who won the decathlon and pentathlon in the 1912 Olympics. He died in 1953. Once again, recapping this hour's top story, health officials in New York have now confirmed a physician working with the group Doctors Without Borders has tested positive for Ebola. He's in an isolation unit at Bellevue Hospital in that city. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.